tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one's Rob. Let's bring him in live. Hello.
Hey. I still think I need a cool name. A lot of this. And I think, like, there's some promos, like, when you do the promo, you use your the Nikki Paranormal, and sometimes just Nikki. And I feel like it's left out when you do the paranormal thing. So
I should do, is Nikki Paranormal and Rob Oso Normal.
Yeah, super normal.
Super normal, Rob.
Or super cool, maybe. I think that might be.
That would be deceptive.
I'm not sure. Sorry. I think I like that. That might be my new thing. I will create a Facebook page and be Rob Super Cool.
And that would make you the uncoolest person in the world if you have to be the one calling yourself super cool. Just saying.
Well, I think, did someone come up with the paranormal, or did you come up with the paranormal?
Actually, my doctor, my primary care doctor, my former primary care doctor, when there's this whole thing with HMOs and this cost, like, effectiveness, and they do these, like, it's a bump up. So if they meet this quota by basically certain health insurance companies, particularly HMOs, they're like, oh, this is going to save us money in the long run. We suggest that you do EKGs at least once a year during a visit. So the doctors are like, ooh, I can make like $10, $20 more or whatever the payment is, the breakdown. And they go, oh, okay. So they're more motivated to do such tests. Okay, so they do it. So I asked my doctor, hey, how's my EKG? And he goes, oh, totally abnormal, just like you. Duck, I laughed, and I was like, yeah, unnormal, just like me. So,
unnormal Nikki.
That's the story.
He became your former. So, yeah.
My former,
like,
because.
Not liking him.
Well, no. He's a great doctor, and I would still go to him, but. It's actually, like, across from my old place of employment, and I really had no desire and still don't really have a desire to run into my former boss. Because the last time we spoke, I had some not-so-nice things to say. And I kind of told him he wasn't welcome.
I will go to my doctor.
And they'll be like, whoa, dude. Yeah, they'll be like, dude, you're way effed up. So then it'll be like, and
right,
Rob waved up.
No, I thought he'd be like, you're the coolest person we met all day. They're like, well, it's 8 o'clock
unless
in the morning.
Unless they were, like talking about your temperature. You know, like, dude, you're the coolest one we've met all day. Might be the only way. Mm-hmm. I don't think your doctor's going to diagnose you cool.
No.
Mine diagnosed me essentially unnormal.
Right.
Not. I'm Nikki, not
right,
so
well,
normal.
I'm going to work on it.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a really long-winded explanation for the unnormal thing. And,
well, I'm sorry. It's just,
I enjoyed it.
Just a little bit of the story when I felt the need to explain it.
It made me laugh. It made me cry. It had everything
catches tears.
And,
tearful
and,
Rob.
And elongated... unnecessary story. So it was cool. I was right there.
You made the mistake of asking.
I was on the edge of my seat, actually.
Okay.
You know, I was...
Well, don't fall off. You'll break your nose.
I was getting the popcorn. No, that
totally fragile. That'd be one for you.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm not liking that one either. So, like I said, it's a work in progress, but I feel left out with the name. Because they're like, I'm Nikki Para Unnormal, and... you're joined with your co-host Rob. It's just like you're stuck with Rob, you know. And so it's like the enthusiasm, even when you're like, with your name, And then it's like, you know, the other guy.
Yeah.
I think so normal, Rob. Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, we'll work on it. I just feel left out, you know. And
okay. Well, we'll have to come up with something. Perhaps some listeners can give us some suggestions.
But only if they're kind.
They can send all suggestions directly to me.
Right. And then you're going to put in some of your own suggestions. You're gonna be like, this is from Carl. I'm like, who the hell is Carl? You're like, don't worry about it. It's one of our fans. One of the people missing. And you're like, and it's like you're going to have all of the names that you want with like fake email addresses sent in. You're like, this comes from Brenda.
No, I'm actually like limited. Google cut me off. I'm not permitted to create any more email addresses that are tied to, I guess, my phone number or something. Evidently, they cut you off, which is kind of disturbing, kind of sad. But I guess I get it. Like, you know, let's think about it. It's kind of like one of those things where there's probably...
You have to cut down on your scams, I guess.
Limit. I guess, yeah. All those, you know, offers that I send people for really cool stuff. Then I type out text messages and forget to hit send. So clearly, I'm not going to be the one reaching out to a ton of people.
Click this link, and then next thing you know is I have all these orders from Amazon going to your house because I clicked the link you sent me. Weird. It's weird how that happens, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, totally. Well...
It's your thing.
I don't know how we got here. I don't know how we ended up here, but...
Don't know.
One of our guests are in the queue.
It's completely irrelevant. Completely irrelevant to the show, but that's what... you know, actually, here's the funny thing, is...
There's
a direct tie-in. It's not really super funny. Not like funny ha-ha.
Oh,
okay. It's like funny coincidence funny. You know,
I got it. Follow. Go ahead.
Yeah. So let's bring our guest in and we'll talk about it. But there is a tie-in to what we were going to talk about today.
Okay.
And introduce our guest and bring our guest in. Why do I have to do it?
Because I'm going to bring our guest in.
You press the button, I have to speak. All right, so Alex is joining us tonight. We've known Alex for a good while. And
yes, we have.
I'm excited to talk to her.
Yes. Hey,
so
girl.
Let's bring her out and press the button. Press the button.
I did. Nothing's changed here, Alex.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Yeah, thanks for joining
the wonderful
show we have going.
Oh, we're great, as you can tell. Bickering as always.
We just came off an investigation, and it's funny because you agreed to join us kind of last minute, and there's actually a tie-in because you introduced us to the investigation, the location we just investigated a couple days ago. So it actually makes sense to have you on tonight.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we went and stopped by and saw Adam Sedlock at the Keeley Mansion. And, it's a pretty interesting place. And one of the things that we were going to talk to our psychic tonight, Harvey, who is traveling, and hopefully he'll be able to call in later, but there was an incident, and it was my first time that I actually saw a full-body apparition. And it was it was pretty cool.
Whoa. Oh, that's cool.
Nice. Yeah,
if you could have seen his face, Alex, he was, you knew he saw something, and the way, like, he wouldn't, even later in the evening, he wouldn't take his eye off that area. It was like, it was awesome. It was so cool.
Well, you know what, I didn't have a camera running at the time. You know, obviously, it was the whole thing. Anytime anything amazing and spectacular happens, you only have like a one.
What always happens?
There's actually a camera. Yeah, there. So I was hoping, but it was actually. And I think the reason why everyone was like interested in the fact that I was saying I saw this because it was the very first time that I said I saw. Like I've never said, you know, I don't reel off like, oh my God, I saw this, I saw that. You know, so I think that the credibility was at least there a little bit in my opinion because I've never spoke those words before. And,
no,
it was interesting because it was actually a tall male figure And I thought Adams was coming out to get me, and he's not tall. So, like, when I, you know, rehearsed it in my mind, or, you know, went through it in my mind after the fact, I realized that it was not Adam. And he was the only male there, but it was definitely a male figure. And, you know, we tried to debunk it and stuff, and it was straight out, you know, full body apparition. I just wish I had it to share with everybody, because it's one of those things that, like, you think, you tell everyone it's awesome, or you hope they agree with you, or, you know, believe your story, but it's one of those personal experiences, so that was pretty cool.
Wow, congratulations. That's always fun when that happens.
It was cool.
So
thank you for, you know, telling us about that location. You know, I think you told us about it like 3 years ago, but we actually, you know, got a chance to go out there again and stop by, so... Mm-hmm. There was a tie-in to you calling in tonight.
Yeah, awesome.
So you've been up to a lot since we haven't had you on air in a long time. And I'll for whatever reason, I remember the last time we had you on, we talked about jazz hands. And that was like a thing for like a whole year after the fact.
Oh, it still is. I still talk about jazz hands. Still do.
And I don't know why, like, I think I will always tie having you call in with jazz hands. So I think that's just the one thing that'll be 10 years from now, you'll call in and I'll still make reference to jazz hands. It's just one of those things that's permanently marked in my memory. And, you think it'd be
something
cooler,
but it's
not. You're doing them
now as you're talking about it, aren't you, Rob? You're literally, like, doing jazz hands the whole time.
You can't say jazz hands without doing it. That's, like, I think it's a known fact.
I just did it. I'm not going to lie. I just did it.
Awesome. I'm glad my legacy of life paranormal is jazz hands.
Yes,
it is.
Yes.
You know, that's a lot of better legacy than some other people have. You know, so it's not
that's
like...
That's true.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I try to follow with... it seems like your daily posts, and they're always, like, you know, so interesting, and, you know, if... you're posting on your blog or if it's a TikTok or something, it seems like you try to sit to a schedule that I wish I could adhere to and post almost every day. So I have to give you credit because every time, you know, my stuff or our stuff is sometimes repetitive. Like I repost stuff when I'm running out, but it seems like your stuff is always fresh, exciting, new, and like a cool take on something. And it makes me jealous because you, do what I want to do and get stuff out there all the time.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. I am tired, though.
I'm
whole,
sure.
The whole, like, posting every day and thing is kind of exhausting sometimes.
Well, I noticed...
It's pretty good, because I watch your YouTube. I'll admit, I sit and I sometimes have it on. You know, if there's ever a quiet moment at work, when people walk in, I pause, and I'm like, but I totally come right back, so I've been catching up on your YouTube, and I appreciate it. Thank you for entertaining me and educating me.
Aw, well, thanks for watching. I appreciate that.
Do you have any new and exciting articles or videos you're working on right now? I'm not going to steal the idea, because obviously it would take me, like, 3 weeks to put it out, and you probably have it out tomorrow.
And if
he talked about it,
it's still just never going to happen. So, like,
So I'm working on a blog about, a YouTube video. Actually, it may turn into a blog too, but I'm working on a YouTube video, a reaction video to the CNN article that came out a week and a half, a few weeks ago about those who have lost, you know, loved ones to COVID-19, like getting visitations from, you know, from their loved ones. And just kind of talking about how it seems like after we have massive traumatic events, we tend to get paranormal experiences from that. So, mm-hmm. So I'm working on that video right now, really just scripting it and then finding time to record. And
right.
I mean, gosh, it's the recording that takes, it's not even the recording, it's the editing that takes that takes forever sometimes. So, yeah, I'm working on that. I was going to put it out earlier, but then the Pentagon released their UFO or UAP report. So I was like, I should probably get that out there first. So scrambling last minute to get that out because, you know, you want to put out something relevant and something fresh and new. And I was also kind of taking a risk with going into the UFO world a little bit because, yeah, ghost people crossing into the whole alien UFO thing doesn't happen a lot. Mm-hmm. And I even had some comments of like, I wasn't going to pay attention because you're a ghost person, but I did appreciate your thoughts. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, we know firsthand how that is. We went to a MUFON. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, like, super awkward.
There was people you would not think, you know, because we hosted a convention in Erie. So we went to the Pennsylvania MUFON convention in Erie. So we're like, you know what, Erie, it makes a lot of sense. The convention that we were hosting compared to the convention, you know, hall that we were at was maybe, like, 3 miles away. So, you know, it was completely irrelevant. And there was, like, this one lady that came up and be like, oh, those are those ghost people. We're not stopping at their table.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, not
they were
even,
so
like,
mean.
Giving a first thought about, you know, if we could have contributed anything, like, to the convention. It was just, like, they labeled us the ghost people. And I was like, wow, that's
and
the
avoided
most
us like
bizarre
a plague
thing.
That
is
the I'm sitting
where
there,
we
like,
hear it.
I was like, we're the weirdos, okay? Okay, like, seriously, like, you know, come on. Like, I think we all kind of probably could put ourselves in that category, but they were, like, singling us out and were like, yeah, don't go over there. Those are the people that think there are ghosts. And it was, like, super awkward, and they were, like, just so loud about it. They were mean. They were mean.
Aw. Yeah, it's so weird about it because I know over here in our side of the sandbox, like, we're willing to entertain the idea that maybe, like, paranormal experiences could be related to alien activity. You know, we're a little more open-minded to that, but
more
oh my gosh, like,
yep. Well, they're not necessarily.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to classify
nope.
them all, okay? There are probably some that are, but boy, we ran into the whole crowd that had wanted nothing to do to us. You would have thought that we had some sort of disease. I mean, they were like seriously, like the people who we got placed next to were just like, oh, wow, really? Like, who did we make mad to be stuck with them? I'm like, oh my goodness. It was just awkward.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't even have to worry about them hearing it because they're not listening anyway.
You know, we're super friendly. You know, that's the thing. It's like if you think about who are the most friendly people in the paranormal, it's got to be probably us, at least in the top five. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, you know, and that's another point that I wanted to, you know, get with is a lot of times I'll scroll through your comments, and I have to give you credit because sometimes the comments are, like, irritating. You know, and, like, I people leave comments on our stuff, and I just let it go. But, you know, it seems like you have a lot of people who, like, won't just say, hey, I see your point, or, you know, hey, that's a cool article, but I think of this. It's like people in the paranormal are always, like, on attack mode. And I don't – I have to give you credit because I never
keyboard
see you,
warriors.
Attack back.
Yeah. Oh, it happens a lot. And sometimes, like, I let it bug me and sometimes I don't, but sometimes I feel like – I don't know. And I think also it kind of works against me and Nikki, who can probably relate, is, you know, also being a female in the paranormal, who's also a strong female in the paranormal with an opinion that sometimes tends to make me a target. I mean, and luckily on YouTube, I can just block and stuff. Yeah, some of the comments I get, especially on one of my videos about Leo Frank, somehow I attracted the anti-Leo Frank crowd, and so they've been blasting my video lately, which has been fun. I've been told to go to hell more times this week than when I came out to my family as pagan. So, you know.
Wow. See, and my response to that would be, oh, I know. Thank you. They're waiting my arrival. No doubt. Thank you. Most likely,
well,
I guess I'll see you there.
If I would have known that, I would use it in my intro bringing you on. That's my style. You haven't noticed. And they're like, and talking about going to hell, you know, somebody, you know, you didn't give me that valuable tidbit beforehand because that would have been wonderful for an intro. But, you know, I think some of that stuff is just crazy. And the one thing that I had noticed, and, you know, I don't use Facebook a ton other than to promote, you know, hey, our show, or check this show out, or, you know, we're doing free readings, we're going to be here or there. You know, and lately we've been doing a little bit more because we've been doing more stuff. And, you know, if it's a live stream, and we've kind of introduced a new live platform that we've done this for June. We did it, I think, 3 or 4 episodes, and that's been really successful and fun. It's kind of brought back the fun to live streaming for me and
yeah.
I think Nikki as well. But yeah. One thing that I noticed is when you did your video and article, I think it was an article on if paranormal investigators should use TikTok. And it was just crazy to see some of the responses. And, of course, you got, like, the people who are like, well, you know, I would never use that kind of platform because I'm a legitimate paranormal investigator. And, you know, my response was, you know, but then their videos are on YouTube, so really what's the difference, in my opinion? You know? So the one thing that I liked about TikTok is we put our stuff on, and, you know, it's like the quick-hitting evidence. Hey, we captured this cool recording. Here it is in 12 seconds. You know, and I guess maybe that's just my take and my, like, level of spending time on someone's clip is if you can keep it in 15 seconds, I'll probably watch that. You know, but if it's a 10-minute video and you're just going to get to that 15 seconds is what I want to see, then I just want to watch it 15 seconds. So I think it can be valuable, but it was interesting to see people's takes on, you know, a new platform that, you know, if used correctly, obviously you have the people who, you know, fake stuff or put stuff that's kind of silly. But, you know, I don't think it's a bad platform to use.
No, it's not. And here's the thing that I've been trying to tell the naysayers about TikTok is the future of ghost hunting is on TikTok. Like, our upcoming generation of new investigators and new ghost hunters, they're on TikTok. And, you know, I mean, I have almost 30,000 followers as a skeptical believer in the paranormal. So granted, I'm not getting millions of views with, like, the fake stuff, but there is an audience out there that is interested in a skeptical believer perspective. I mean, not like total skeptic, like I'm not on, like, the Dustin Dean side of skepticism and, you know, and kind of going on the attack with some content, which some of it I'm like, if you're faking it, yeah, but then others I'm like, it's a little unnecessary to go in that hard. But there is an audience out there that wants to learn more. And, you know, our younger generations, they're not on Facebook anymore. They're on TikTok. They're on Snapchat. And, I mean, if they're willing to watch 15 seconds of my content and they're interested enough to go to my link tree and find my YouTube video, then, you know, they can see the longer, more detailed content. But yeah, I've just never understood the hate with TikTok. And I don't know if it's just a generational thing or, I mean, paranormal wise, I mean, we're talking about egos and stuff. I mean, I don't know if maybe some people feel threatened by TikTok. Like, I don't know, but it's so interesting. And for a while, I mean, I was only really posting on my content on TikTok and then just kind of using Facebook for, like, personal stuff. But I really enjoy TikTok. I haven't posted on it lately because I needed a break. but also TikTok gives me an outlet to be really creative. Like, if I don't want to post ghost stuff, maybe I'll put on my white sheet and pretend to be a ghost and, you know, you know, and put something funny on. You know, it gives me a lot of flexibility to be creative, which is what I really like about it.
Well, and I think too is that, you know, you can create something with just you know your phone, and like there's been times when we've been on location, and so I'm guessing about 3 weeks ago I was at the Farnsworth, you know, and go figure, we're at the Farnsworth, and I posted a video from, I was standing in like the staircase going into the cellar. I came out of the cellar, something cool happened, I posted it, and then we went back down into the cellar and continued our live stream. And we had like hundreds of thousands of views on that video. And it took me literally almost as long, 15 seconds as long as a 15-second video to put that up. And I think that's cool because you can edit and cut your video and post it out to everyone, you know, while you're investigating. And if you have something cool that's happened, hey, check this out, this just happened. You know, where you can do that on Facebook to some extent, but I think that it's just so simplified on that system that it makes it easy. And I think, you know, as long as you present it the right way, we do a lot like, hey, what do you hear? Did you hear this? Or and people like to listen to it and put their two cents in, and the, oh, I heard this. You know, though there's been a couple of times that we posted something that I thought everyone's going to get on board with hearing this voice and what the name was, and they heard completely everything else, and it kind of just threw me for a loop. But, yeah, that's the fun part about it.
Yeah, and you're inviting people in to be part of the experience, whereas, you know, sometimes on Facebook it's more presentational of like, oh, we went to this place and we caught this and we heard that. Whereas on TikTok it's like, hey, what do you hear? Hey, what do you see? So it gives people a chance to be a part of it without actually having to be physically present, which is great.
Well, and I think there might be a bit of oversaturation on Facebook when it comes to like the Facebook Lives and stuff. You know, I think on any given night there's probably, you know, 60 people in the dark, you know, talking and stuff, which is fine and cool, but it's just, I think, you know, there's a certain point where it became oversaturated.
Oh, definitely. Mm. Definitely. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Well, and we probably want to have you on, if you'd be up for it, for, you know, a full-length interview, and also have you on our new live Paranormal TV presentation portion. We do it on Facebook Live. But it's pretty cool because we have Rob Hernandez. I don't know if you know who he is or not. He does a lot in ITC, and he is in California. So he moderates for us, and he actually runs a spirit box through the system. And then we have our guests and ourselves, you know, investigate remotely wherever we're at. And, you know, it's one of those things that it's like a cool experiment, and it actually has been – it's been very interesting that, you know, we've been able to get things come through in that type of platform and in that type of system. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, Nikki will tell you, it's been really, really interesting.
And fun.
Nice. Yeah, I would love to be part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has been fun.
That would be awesome.
You know, and we did it, you know, at the Farnsworth. We're going back to the Farnsworth to do another round of it, but you know, it would be great if you would, you know, obviously we want you to join us anytime you can, you know, in person, but, you know, it's kind of a fun way to not just do an interview, but also, you know, run the spirit box or ghost box, whatever, you know, and investigate remotely. And what we like about it is because, you know, the listener gets to hear the spirit box at the same level and the same quality as we do. Compared to it being in a room where, you know, you might not hear it as well.
Right, right. Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Definitely fun.
I don't know how much. Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't know how much you do with the spirit box. You know, we ran the Phasma box, which I think we're going to try to do that again through the system. Mm-hmm. We haven't done that yet. But, you know, if that's something that, you know, what's your take on that? I know it's like, a lot of people said, oh, you can't run it remotely, or you can't run a copied version of a, you know, a file. You know, we run it live, so it's a live spirit box, but, you know, I think it's funny that people think that, you know, it's got to be done a certain way, and they don't think outside the box. Literally.
Yeah. You know, I'm open to any possibilities. I mean, I kind of used to poo-poo the spirit box a little bit just because I was super skeptical about it, and then ironically, in Gettysburg, my mom came through on the spirit box, and I've yet to be able to explain that. So I'm definitely open to different possibilities and everything. And I always find it funny how, like, people have, like, their, I don't know, their limits to their beliefs. I don't know, like they can get on board with, like, the Spearfox, but they can't get on board with, like, Echovox or Phasmavox. or they're open to, you know, the ovulus, but they're not open to the Spearfox. And I'm like, wait a minute. So that's something else I've noticed in this field a little bit. Everyone kind of has their skepticism in some technology, but not with others. And it always perplexes me a little bit.
It is. You think, like, you'd be across the board. Though I have to admit, I was not a big spirit box, ghost box person either. And I have to give 100% credit to Nicole for having me actually, you know, open my mind up, because it was just like, you know, I get migraines, and it was just like a migraine, like it's instigated my migraines. And, you know, so I still think sometimes when you're done investigating, if we do use it a lot, I can hear it while I sleep. I hear it in my head, but you know, it's we. I think some of the responses.
But for me, that's even with REM pods. With REM pods,
mm-hmm.
like
yeah,
the REM
too.
Pod goes off a bunch. I swear, I hear it all, like for the rest of the night, sometimes into the next day. So, yeah, but I still use it.
Yeah, I think you should keep an open mind with everything. You know, I think sometimes, mm-hmm. for me at least, the apps that use, like, voices that are meant to be kind of scary or spooky, automatically have, like, my it's, I, like, red flag it because they're using a voice that's not necessary. But maybe that's not even fair. But to me, you know, get, like, the corny, stereotypical demon voice. Is the voice that, or you can do like that, the woman from Poltergeist, you know, that little Asian guy, you know, her voice.
Yes.
You know, is that necessary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Necrophonic app is very guilty of that.
Yes. Yes.
And that's just my, you
We've
know,
noticed
that's not
that.
Me putting a knock on any particular one. It's just, you know, and I do, when we do use apps and stuff, we tend to use them more than once just to kind of give them a fair shot. But it seems like some of them even, you know, you get repetition of words that come through. And then, you know, that makes it harder to, you know, then you throw out all your evidence. You know, it's I think you can look at everything, but you have, with that skeptical eye, but you have to keep kind of an open mind, because you can just pick apart everything. And I think that's
mm-hmm.
how people maybe attack daily life. You know, there's got to be a point where you just got to stop, because you can just go on and on. And it happens all
True.
The time in the paranormal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
So what devices do you find yourself using, though? Do you use apps? Do you
mm-hmm.
use anything specifically when you go out?
Let's see. I'll use Echovox, although I'm still trying to figure out Echovox. That's actually the one app I am. Besides Necrophonic, I'm pretty skeptical of, just because I just don't understand how people can get the results that they do, because I turn it on and I can't do it. So apparently there's a learning curve that I've yet to achieve, like, 2 years later. But, I'll usually bring a Spirit Box with me, but I use, like, the old school Shack Hack Spearfox,
mm-hmm.
so, like, you know, old Radio Shack radio. I just find it works better than the PSP7. And then I'll
mm-hmm.
do. I have a cheap version of the REM pod that I'll use.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously I use my audio recorder and my camcorder, and then motion activated lights when I can, which I find effective. Not with the alarms, though, because, Nikki, I'm kind of like you. Once I hear that beeping, I kind of hear it for the rest of the week.
Rest of the night? Yeah, exactly. You know what was funny? We were at Keeley, and I swore I kept hearing, a phone, like, you know, like the general alarm sounds in your phone. There's one in particular, and I swear I kept hearing it. And it had to have been in my head. I don't know. But it was like, I kept saying, do you hear that? Is there a phone alarm going off? Like, and I swear it was like the whole time we were there, I kept hearing a phone alarm. And evidently, I guess I was the only one that heard it. Cause I mean, Rob was kind of looked at me like, okay, crazy. Cause I just kept saying I hear this phone
well,
alarm, and I don't know.
I look for her anyway.
That's his general look for me anyway. You're right. So it's
yeah,
hard to tell
right.
the difference. But like,
yeah,
oh,
you didn't even like you didn't acknowledge it, you know? So yeah, you just gave me the look.
Well, I've
like,
had
okay,
a ringing in
me.
My ear
cool.
since I got the vaccine. So you know, it's been like 3 months going that I've had ringing in my ear. So I don't know the difference. I pretty much just like walk around with the ringing in my ear nonstop, thinking like I'm getting phone calls and doorbells nonstop. So. Yeah, you know, it's
oh, okay, fair enough.
New type
yeah.
of ringing. I don't, you know, I suffer from, you know, constant ear ringing now as a side effect. Yeah. So
right, interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's not. It's sad, but
sad. Rob, sad side effect. There you
yeah.
go.
No jazz hands.
Yeah. No jazz hands. Clearly no jazz hands. Yeah, that's funny.
Well, we appreciate having you on tonight. And
yeah,
we'll
thank you.
If you are legitimately interested in, you know, doing the video version, we will be doing Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So we can put a time together and have you on if that would, you know, interest you. Obviously, you probably will say yes now because you have us on air. You can let me know privately if you really are interested.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Very cool. Of course. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, that sounds great because you're on air and we're putting you on the spot. And then later on, you're like, yeah, I can't do that. That sounds dumb. I'm not doing it. So, you know, you never know.
My schedule just got really busy and I'm really tied up. For real.
It's the beauty of putting people on the spot live.
Oh, that's so funny.
Definitely.
Yeah, no, definitely.
We're good at that. Cool.
Yep. So before
sounds
we let
good
you
to
go,
me.
I want you, we talked about all your, you know, your blog, your TikTok and everything. So why don't you tell everyone where they can find that if they're, you know, they should already know, but let's
yes, they should.
Refresh their memories.
Yeah. So, I mean, everyone, y'all can find me at thespookystuff.com. You can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter at thespookystuff, all one word.
Beautiful.
Now, have you ever thought of pronouncing it the instead of the?
The spooky stuff? The spooky stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Tomato, tomato.
If you add, I am
from
Thank Ohio, you. So if you're from Ohio, you have to. I think V kind of just like jazz is everything. I'm talking about jazz hands because it's like the Ohio State University. That's how we
it
say
gives
it.
Them jazz
so,
hands, right?
Yeah, it kind of spruces it up.
The
so
effect.
You might want to consider, you know, putting it out there as the spooky stuff and see like if people are like, wow, you know, that's really, you know,
ooh,
amazing.
Now I gotta go there. Now I gotta go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
You'll get a bunch of people from Ohio. That's what you'll get.
If you're looking for that market, you just have to change it to the.
The spooky stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
I like it. It classes it up. I'm telling you. I'm just kidding. I like it either way. It's
oh,
just
my gosh.
I, every time someone says it, I have to. Yeah, it's like my instant response.
Yeah,
nice.
It's true. Yeah. It's Rob's thing.
Because I don't know if you noticed, our Facebook page is the. Live paranormal.
Felt different than duh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my.
Well, anyway, we appreciate having you on.
Yes, thank you.
And we will
on D show.
Hopefully,
for having me.
Be talking to you next week and you joining us for some live ghost box.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm game.
Cool.
Love awesome.
It. All right.
Well, thanks again, and we will talk to you
thank
soon.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'll talk to y'all later.
Sounds good. Take care, hon. Bye.
Bye.
I'm waiting to see if you're talking.
I didn't know what to say. What do you want me to say? Hello? Hello?
Well, like a follow-up.
Is there
like,
a way to class
really
up the
great.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can I class up
That's why? Okay. You have to say why in front of
the
why
hello. Why
no,
hello?
It's why. Yeah,
oh, why
up
hello?
By saying why. Why hello? Why hello?
Or are you just saying, why are you saying hello to me?
No. Why? Why
oh,
hello?
Oh, the question. Why hello?
Yeah, I don't think it's why. That's where you put your...
You got to put the
why,
emphasis. It's all about the emphasis
comma.
With you, isn't it?
Yeah,
ah.
It's not why question mark, because why question mark? Ah. Hello question mark? You know, that would be like a double question mark. It's like why hello? You know, all one. I don't know if you put
yes.
a comma after why or not. I'm not really sure.
I'm not sure. I wouldn't know the proper placement anyway, honestly. It's not my strong suit.
No, but it's not like I know where you would stress it, so you don't stress it on why question mark. Hello?
Why
you know,
hello?
Why?
You gotta
why
pull
hello?
It together tighter.
All one smooth.
Yeah, yeah, it's gotta be tighter.
Yeah.
If there's a pause, then
and
it's
you might.
Like weird.
And I think it's like hello compared to hello. Like I think you might elongate the O. Put a
hello.
Little extra. Yes.
Length to your O.
But. Yeah.
O length. It's all
hello.
About the O length. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Why, hello. Yeah, that's more like a.
I'm trying to be spooky.
I don't
hello.
Know. It's classy, you know. What did I say?
Classy
last
hello.
Year, like laughing.
Like a
I
super
said spooky.
Classy.
Yeah.
Right.
Why hello?
I get it. Why hello? I got it.
I
will
I
know for
really
future hellos.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
I guess
wow,
maybe
I don't say that very often.
Like the,
yeah. I know. You didn't even know what to say. You were like, oh, man, I'm tripped
no.
up now. Dang. Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
if we can
pull out a whole show of how to class
mm-hmm.
special words up or certain words up, that would be like radio history.
Yeah. It would have to be definitely audio, because if you were to, like, relay that in text, I think it would lose all credibility. Mm-hmm. It definitely requires the emphasized pronunciations of where and the spacing of the words properly. So that
right.
would definitely not convey well if someone were to read, like, the text of it, unless the text also showed the emphasis and stress points. It'd be a
I
lot of work
actually
for somebody
really happy,
to take care of that.
Happy with my response
what?
Of how you class up
you
hello.
You were very happy? Whoa.
Yeah, with my
shocking
response.
Awesome.
Now that I thought it through, I believe the correct way to class up a hello is by adding Y in front of it.
That
the word Y,
accurate.
Not the letter Y.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be
yeah.
different, too. Huh. Yeah. I see that. I do.
Well, on another note, we have a paranormal talk show we're mm-hmm. doing right now. And
oh, yeah, back to the paranormal. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very easily distracted. It's that ADHD thing.
Really?
I'm like, yeah.
It is.
You know? Squirrel, and I'm like, what? Yeah. It's true.
It's annoying.
It can be, even to me. I annoy myself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
In case people were wondering, that's my deal. I even annoy myself. So don't worry, if I annoy you, it's probably not just you. I'm probably also annoying myself. Yeah.
Tying
the more you
back
know.
Into our intro. Maybe you
yes.
you should have gone with like Nikki Para annoying. That might be something you might want to consider.
Ooh.
Para annoying.
I do like it. I do like it.
Para
I might start
I
using
like it.
It. So now I have more than one, and you still have none. Huh?
That's true. I
don't
know why
I'm the whole
working
goal
on yours and not
you
mine.
One. Yeah, I mean, mine's worked
para
out.
Annoying.
Like you're just. Then I'd have to be para-annoying. Like this one time
oh.
on air. Rob is paranoying. Mm-hmm. Does that mean, is that like a form of paranoia, or are you annoying?
Paranoid. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Para-annoying. No, it wouldn't be too annoying. It'd just be para-annoying. Because it's
right.
so much smoother.
So,
para-annoying. Yeah.
So don't worry, anybody. If you guys need a way to class up a sentence, by all means, you know where to find it right here on Live Paranormal. You can hit up Rob and ask him exactly how you can class up said phrase.
Yeah.
He provides this service for just $49.95 per phrase, limit of 10 words, and, you know, all payments can go directly to me. Not a problem.
Right.
I like that.
And I can
think that's
all
a fantastic idea.
I can definitely spruce up sentences and paragraphs, and, you know, if you need an editor for your book, you know, look no further.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind.
It could be the missing element for a lot of subpar writers is just having me look over their stuff turning into award-winning writers.
Now, especially if they are taking their writing and they are doing an audiobook, definitely need to hit
like punctuation
first.
And stuff. I'm awful. I would not be.
Oh, no, I'm talking
for
about
that,
for the audio, like for their, you know, the audio mm-hmm. for their book. That would be obviously a very smart decision.
Mm-hmm. I think I could do this because I really enjoy it. I don't think that they would. You would necessarily know what you were going to get, like the way I would stress the words and stuff, but I think it's something I should look into.
It is. Is there such a job for this? Is it a title for it? We'll have to look that up too. So you can put it
audio
on a banner.
Book. Yeah, I don't, there has to be. There's.
Yeah,
I don't know
definitely.
If I have the voice for it, but I think I have the creativity.
Well, you know. That's part of the deal. It's part of the full package
as long
here.
As I,
you have the full package.
The only trouble would be is I always, my motto, as long as I make myself laugh, then it's okay. I guess I'd have to stretch it into making other people laugh too. You know, that's where it might go downhill fast. Is because obviously if I'm reading it, I'm like, this is the most hilarious thing ever. You have
this
to realize that the platform is much larger than myself.
Yeah. You would hope it's larger than yourself, because if it's just you, then like that's a whole lot of work for like just making yourself like laugh or be entertained. I mean,
think like I'll just like as my new hobby, just like go pick up a book and turn it into the audio version just for myself. That would be weird.
Oh my goodness, that would be like really weird. I'd be like, you've got way too much time on your hands. Unless you were, like,
way
reading one and then going to submit it to the author and be like, I should be the one doing the audio for your book. This is why, you know.
Right.
But if you're just doing that, like, for fun, like, oh, here, I'm going to send you all these MP3 files of all these books I read out loud, and then you can listen to them. Granted, might be the only way I actually get a book read would be hearing it like that.
Right.
But I'd say you had way too much time on your hands, and maybe you needed to find a legit hobby or something, because that's a
well. And then I think the other
that's some dedication.
Glaring, and I think it's funny that you know I use a word of sight for glaring issue would be my eyesight. Mm-hmm. You know, as you remember, we had JoJo Wright on, and by first glance, I thought he got into a cage fight with Michael Jackson when he actually got into a cake fight with Michael Jackson. So,
That's right.
Know,
but you know, it could be funny to hear what you're thinking that you're reading. It would actually be probably really, really funny. We'll have to start with a little book, like, you know, Green Eggs and Ham. Okay. If you don't have it, I have multiple copies. Well, I have multiple copies. I could take pictures of it. And then you can make it as large on your telephone or computer as you would need. And then you could do it, and then I'll kind of share it with everybody because it would be really amazing. I think it would be pretty good.
You do
and
know you call
too
and laugh and you say, like, I talk like an old person, but you know you just call it a telephone, right? Just throwing it out there.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe I'm not the only one that sounds like
on, well, yeah, but I don't call it, like, the Facebook. I'm not as old as you.
Right.
Whew.
You don't put the in front of the telephone.
No. I try to
I use telephone, so maybe you actually got that from me.
Probably. See, when you talk to old people a lot, you start to pick up the same
phrases.
You pick up their
lingo.
Their lingo, yeah, their super cool lingo. And then it's like, whoa, since when did I talk? Like, I'm 90? And then I'm like, damn, it happened. Oh, what now? You know?
I don't know, but I did see an apparition 1 week ago.
I know.
And
how are you
cool.
doing with that? How's that processing? Like you totally saw it, and I know you definitely saw something because you did not take your eyes off of that area.
I was hoping.
Like you were, I know.
Well,
and then
I was talking
about it, and then as we went to leave in that same area, I think I definitely left an imprint on the space because I totally left an imprint on my damn toe. Dude, that hurt. It really hurt. It hurt for a while. I ran right into that little table with my toe.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest with you. I put the table out and didn't say anything because I used it in a doorstop. And it's dark, and I probably should have been like, hey.
And it was really a me stop. It was a me stop. It stopped me.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Slowed me down. And you know how I walk. I walk very fast.
Well, you know what's cool?
I hit that thing
worse. If that table wasn't there, I wouldn't have seen the apparition. But,
Well, there you go. Then I'm glad I hit it with my foot. I'm glad I took one for the team then and ran right into the thing. I'm glad you got to see an apparition because that was awesome.
It's one of those things I can't share, though.
No, but the fact that, like, I know that you saw something just simply by the way that you reacted, in addition to that, the way you continued to react, just, you know, added to the validity of what you said, because you were genuinely, like, continuously looking at that area. And to me, that was awesome to witness because you, like you said, you've never seen anything. So for, you know, you to have that experience and me to see, like, your reaction and stuff, it was really awesome, actually.
Appreciate the fact
hopefully
that
you'll see a lot more
my reaction.
I did, and
it's
I hope you see a whole bunch more. Maybe.
Well, it's sad, though, because it's, like, something that only I can, you know, it's a personal experience, and as much as you, like,
right.
It would have been much cooler if you would have saw it, too, because then, and we would have videotaped it, and we could have got an interview with the apparition. That would have been perfect. But it didn't happen.
That's
that
probably,
way,
like,
so
my dream interview would be to interview an apparition. Yeah. You got to set the bar high, people, okay? Because that gives you something to keep working toward. You know, it might never happen, obviously, but, you know, aim high. Aim high. Keeps you going.
I'm saying
an actual apparition. That would be so
right.
Was everyone, like, in order to prove it
before they died.
And to have people... Right, but to have people, like, to prove it to people, dude, it would be ridiculous because, you know, evidently, you know, in the paranormal world, everyone's just doesn't believe anybody else. And that's truly unfair, really. I mean, there are some things out there that I'm like, But where is it my place to sit there and say, like, your story's crap? It's not. It's not my place. You know, just like it's no one's place to sit there and do my experiences or my, you know, if I have a personal experience, you know, you could think it, you know, and I've said this a lot today, so it must be the phrase of the day for me. But if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say it at all. Maybe it was my words were yesterday. But in reality, I'm like, no one's parents taught them this. You know, like, if you don't have anything nice to say, keep your mouth shut. Just like if you don't like something, then, you know what, don't stay on there and be ignorant and make comments. You know, like, keep it to yourself. What I'm saying.
Well, you know, one thing that I took away from things that my parents have told me was my dad always told me, if it doesn't affect you, you really shouldn't offer your opinion and it doesn't matter. You know, don't get caught up in it. And I think that's what a lot of people don't do. And I know I pass it on to my kids. You know, my kids would be like, hey, this and this. I'm like, well, how does that affect you? If it doesn't affect you, then really it shouldn't concern you. I try to go, you know, I kind of live by that anyway. I don't know if it was installed back at a young age or just my personality, but, you know, I don't really care what anyone does if it doesn't affect me. That's something that it is the weirdest genre, the paranormal, not just because it's the paranormal, that's kind of weird in general. Is that, like, no one believes each other, unless it's on recording.
Right.
You know, it's just, like, the weirdest thing. It's, like, people who are supposed to be enthusiasts of, you know, the things of unexplained. And then when someone's re-encountering their unexplained phenomenon story, they're like, yeah, it didn't happen. That's dumb.
They're told they're full of crap. And
that's
not fair. Right, it's not fair. Just because it didn't happen to you does not mean that it did not happen. Okay, point blank. You know, why people are not necessarily comfortable sharing their experiences all the time, and if some people are a lot, but those who aren't, you know, and they do finally open up about something, and you think you have the right to sit there and judge or poo-poo their experience, it's just not right. You know, if that's how they said it happened, you know, some are harder to swallow than others, but where is it my place to sit there and go, that never happened? Because I went there and it didn't happen to me. Oh, okay. You know how many places I've been that are so notoriously haunted and I didn't have a damn thing happen? Does that mean I'm going to go sit there and say the place isn't haunted? No, it just wasn't my day. You know, I didn't get,
you know,
to have an experience. It happens.
There have been a few stories that, I'll be honest with you, I have a hard time believing.
Right, and they're hard to swallow, but it's not my place to sit there and tell the person that their experience never occurred. You know, some are really, really like it was a guppy and they made it into a shark in their, you know, their dramatic, you know, recreation or whatever, or telling you of the story. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. You know?
Well, I told you, and I think I brought this up on air years ago, about the one story that I was told. And we looked at each other. I was with Dustin Perry from he was on Ghost Hunters International. We looked at each other and we're like, didn't say anything. But, you know, it was one of these stories that it was just, it
give each other the look and nod.
Exaggerated.
Mm.
It had to have been exaggerated. We went to...
Right.
I'll even share the story again, which I'm sure you remember the story. And I
don't
call
it off. You've got 1 minute 56 seconds to throw it out there. Can you do it?
We went to a location, and the one claim was a paranormal investigator danced with a spirit on the stage of the Opera House for over 30 minutes.
Wow.
And, you know, I still... I don't know how you would know you'd be dancing with the spirit. You had him up for over 30 minutes. It left me with more questions than...
As many investigations and many findings do leave us with, you know, a ton more questions than any type of answer. You know, that one is harder to follow.
I'll be honest with you, like, yeah, I haven't come across anyone slow dancing with the spirit at all.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Twirling around. I believe they used words like twirling them around and stuff on the stage. Like, and they showed the example. It was like, you know, where you like a man would twirl the woman around. Like,
now, if they did,
like
if they dipped,
stuff.
Like the woman, you know, dipped and didn't fall.
I think so.
And came back up.
Yeah.
I'd be even more. It would be more riveting.
It was a guy dancing with a ghost woman, and he was, like, making, like, he was spinning her around, and I think he might have made, like, he was dipping her and stuff, but, like...
Well, it would have been better if it was the other way around. I would be wow.
Because that would be so much more believable.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the lady
It would have more, you know, street cred, if you will. I mean, if dancing with an entity can have street cred, then it probably will. You know, I don't know, though. That's never happened to me, not saying it can't happen, just that's a long time, too. That's just, you know, but maybe. I guess that's for that person to know, and the rest of us to still scratch our heads on, huh?
You know, I'll be honest, out of all the stories, all the investigations, it's the only one that sticks out as being, in my mind, 100% unbelievable.
Yeah, only one.
I've got one. Everything else I've kind of
rolled
with.
But did you sit there and burst the bubble in person and be like, yeah, dude, no. No, you said you guys kind of just gave each other the look, you know, and we're like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And you talked about it later. That's kind of the right way to handle it, you know, as for standing there and being like, your story's crap and that never happened and blah, 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 you know, or go online and be a keyboard warrior, you know, not necessary. If you're not digging it, it's not your jam, whatever, then, you know, politely hit the X and roll on. That's the way I see it. Like, if it really pisses you off and, you know, gets you that upset, maybe, just maybe, you're, like, taking this anger about something else and putting it on something that it shouldn't be. And I think that happens a lot here in this field, you know.
I do too. You know, and I'll leave you with this, that I feel like in the genre of enthusiasts, a lot of people use the platform as a way to fill the void of something that's missing in their lives. It makes them feel important, and that's why they lash out. Because that in itself says something.
It's sad.
Threatened.
It's sad. It's sad. You know, it's just sad. To me, that's a scream for help. Whether or not they ever get any, like, help for that.
Ghost scream or a real scream?
You know, like, maybe if they need to go talk to someone.
An ice cream.
Regardless. Yeah, they need to get some ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for everyone investigation, I'm like, hey, you know what? You look like you need an ice cream. Maybe because you just told me something that I had a hard time swallowing.
Is that why you sent me for ice cream?
Must be. Hey, Rob.
I never
ice cream. Yeah, ice cream. I don't really send you for ice cream during an investigation ever. So, but I'll keep that in mind. It's kind of like a safety thing, you know, like safety word, ice cream. Dude, you're out to lunch, ice cream. Mm-hmm. Next dream, I'll be like, ice cream.
I appreciate having, Alex on, and I think it was an interesting show. We got a lot of jazz hands. We spruced up a couple words, talked about some of the different platforms. And, you know, and it's funny because she does have, the in when it comes to her comment section and people leaving comments about her articles. And I definitely give her credit for not jumping down everyone's throat, because I've seen some of the responses. And, you know, the one that stuck out to me was...
Probably hard.
Should we post on TikTok? And of course, you get to people like, no self-respecting paranormal investigator would post your videos. You know, they would only post it on YouTube.
No,
like,
self-respecting paranormal
YouTube?
Investigator would tell anybody else where they should or shouldn't post their stuff. Okay, let's be real. To each his own.
If somebody
wants to do it there, so be it.
What makes what platform?
One platform more credible than the other?
Better.
Nothing.
More credible.
Doesn't.
Nothing at all.
It doesn't.
And
both can have really quality content, and both can have real pure crap, all depending on who is putting out the content, okay? Let's be real. You know, it's not like it's not like this is a crap platform. This is all only for crap. That would be just stupid to say. You know, you can't classify an entire platform as being crap.
Well, if you've never done it. You know, we've done some live streams on TikTok, and for the most part, like 99.9%, people have been, you know, completely interested and, you know,
and
asking
actually, I have to
good
say,
questions.
And they were actually not, like, rude, nasty, or ignorant. So maybe that's, you know, the platform with less paranormal people, maybe that's why.
Yeah, it could be.
Not saying I'm against paranormal people, it's just... I don't care. It's honest. It's 100% honesty. You know, I respect paranormal investigators. Obviously, we are paranormal investigators. I just think sometimes there are so many that think that they're so much better than other people that they really feel the need to, like, be nasty, and there's no need for it. You know? There's no need for it.
You might have, like, hit the nail on the head there, because I think even the one or two comments we got that were kind of, like, what we got irritated with, they really weren't, like, they were nothing compared to what
they weren't
some of the
like
comments were.
The others.
And ridiculous.
Right.
You're like on Facebook, you know, people are like, well, you know, I'm an experienced person and you guys have electric running to your, you
is
know,
there
your
power
stream,
in that building?
So no
well, that's
you,
the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, dude.
Yeah, no self-respecting paranormal investigator would investigate a place
well,
that has power.
In their class, in their class that they paid for to get their little laminate card or whatever, for completing, you know, they were taught that, you know, this is the case. Okay, if you paid for that card, okay, and you think that that means anything, yeah, that says it all. Go out and get some actual experience, not what somebody who thinks they know everything about the paranormal decided to charge you for a class and a little card. Hopefully they also got you a Happy Meal. Because that card doesn't mean
what if
shit.
It's a big card?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean shit.
A certificate.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean shit. So, quite honestly, if you tell, oh, I've got a certificate, I probably will bust out laughing. That will be something that I will laugh about. It's from a very reputable place. Oh, okay. Where's that? Yeah, no.
GhostHunting.com.
Right.
Yeah. We should just have like a section on our new website for like printable downloads of certificates that there's no requirement.
Make people feel special.
Yeah.
Do you have a
call? Do you consider yourself a paranormal investigator? Yes or no? Yes. Congratulations.
You have passed. You're
glad. You're a paranormal investigator certificate. You know, that would kind of be sticking it to some people.
Here's your card to carry in your wallet to make you feel special. Because obviously, there's another void in your life, and you need to feel like that makes you certified. Certified paranormal.
We could give up certificates for, like, demonology and stuff and just be like, hey.
Oh, like the one that I was going to buy for, you know, my degree in parapsychology? Yeah. And I also have my doctorate, you know. So, I mean, I'm so advanced, but my doctorate is in metaphysics. You know, does that make me special? No.
And we could send them a laminated copy for $9.99.
Yes. And if you'd like to rush that, we can always overnight it to you for an extremely crazy fee.
$500.
Yeah, because, you know, that would require me to, like, stop everything for your special make-you-feel-good card-carrying. And also laminated certificate. Might as well throw that one in there. Yeah, makes you feel super good. You're official. Now I'm going to send you directions on how to get to the local Walmart to buy yourself a black T-shirt, and I'm going to teach you how to do the stance so you can stand with your arms crossed and give a dirty look at the camera. And then if you go to a website, you can buy a website. Yeah, and then you could be official. Yeah, I'll do a how-to. It'll be all the way there. Yeah.
I don't understand how that.
And then you have to add a whole bunch of people that you go do it with and get equally, like, angry photos of them. Mm-hmm. And then put a whole list of places that you claim you've investigated and act like you friggin' own the place. Then you're real. You're official. And I really don't care who the hell I'm pissing off. I don't care because it's so true. And if people are in denial, then here's your wake-up call.
When we picked my profile picture for Facebook that I've used like the last 2 or 3 years, we intentionally picked one that I did not have my arms crossed. So I don't usually stand with my arm crossed. I mean, occasionally. But that was like my criteria for picking the still shot from when we investigate is I could not have my arms crossed. They're like, it was stupid, in my opinion. Like, I didn't want one, you know, so that's why I've rocked the arms by your side, you know, though it wasn't, like, weird by your side, you know, but, like, in normal movements.
But it wasn't weird by your side.
Yeah, they look dumb if you're just, like, standing
could
with your arms straight
down.
Like.
Could you later, like, do the pose of what weird by your side would look like, just so I have a little bit more to go on?
Yes, I will.
Perfect. Thank you.
I will send you one.
Okay. I would appreciate that, so I know what to look for. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
That'll be my new
No, and, you know, if I have offended anyone with tonight's comments about, you know, the truth of all of it, then, you know what, I don't care.
Well, and the one thing I do want to mention is, you know, thank you to all of our new followers on all of the platforms and people who've checked out the new Live Paranormal TV and on Facebook and people who have joined our live stream and followed us on TikTok, because I would assume that you know, we have some people, because we did promote our show and talked about, you know, we have a live show on our stream and, you know, it's in our profile. And, you know, it was, we had a crazy amount of traffic on that last stream. So, and pretty much everyone was respectable. That is, you know, and I think you came up with the great explanation.
Yeah, and that very well could be it. Maybe all the TikTok assholes weren't on that night or something. You know, whatever. But the reality of it is that, you know, everyone has their own techniques, okay? Their own methods, their own way of conducting their own investigations. Maybe they have their own criteria, okay? Just because that's the way that you decide to do it does not mean that it is the way that everyone has to do it. Okay? Again, where is this rule book? And if you do find one, the joke's on you if you paid for it, okay?
We should offer that too.
How would we...
The rule book.
Yeah, we should do that too, the rule book, handbook, do poster size. Yeah, like what you should know. What makes you real.
Like an official poster.
What makes you
like
a real paranormal investigator is the want and desire and actually getting out there and going, you know, doing investigations, learning about how different methods, not saying to somebody, oh, well, because you do it that way, that's not the way it's done, because the other one does it this way. No, there's so many different ways to investigate. That doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong, it doesn't make it any of that. It's just your way, you know, and there's no right or wrong to it.
Right.
Yeah. You don't, just because you saw it on TV does not mean that's the way it's supposed to be done, okay? It's a method, okay? It's not a method. Some of the shows I definitely wouldn't suggest that method because it's not respectful. Being respectful and having a true desire to attempt to communicate with, you know, spirits, entities, and things of that sort, trying to catch, you know, photographic evidence, audio evidence, that is awesome. That should be what it's about. It shouldn't be about, you know, telling everyone how to do it.
Yeah, but it definitely, you know, it's fun to come up with your own technique and not have to, you know, do what people say you need to do. Like, our technique is different than other people, and we found that it works for us. And, you know, we don't always... you know, stick by, oh, we got to do this, you got to do that. It just kind of flows into the
investigation.
Sometimes
the natural flow. Right, the natural flow of the investigation. A lot of times, you know, just trying different things, seeing what works, what doesn't work, trying to be open-minded with different, you know, types of apps or tools or that, what have you, and finding out what works for you in every location. I know firsthand, which I'm, you know, as you know, have investigated plenty. I found that certain devices and certain, you know, pieces of equipment tend to have different outcomes at different places. There's some equipment that I have that it's really not my go-to. It's not. Should I re-roll some of that back into my, you know, arsenal, if you will? Yeah, I should. And sometimes I do. Sometimes I blow the dust off of something I haven't used in a while. I'm like, let's give it a whirl. See how it goes. You don't know until you try. But I don't think anyone should think it's their place to go out and seek out like streams or, you know, videos and tell anybody how to do it. If you are feel so compelled, go do it your damn self. See how it works out. It might be great for you. You know?
Indeed. And I think that, you know, I think that's one of our strong suits is not getting tied into doing stuff a certain way. Or it could be people like, hey, that's why they're dumb.
And that's fine. And they can think that all they want.
Yeah.
That's not going to change how I go about things. Because if I truly gave two shits about making everybody happy, well, then I probably would just sit and cry all the time because I know I don't make everybody happy. Shit, I don't even make myself happy all the time. Okay? I don't. But I also am, I guess, realistic enough to understand that you ain't going to always make everybody happy. Everyone's not always going to like how you do something or whatever. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. How I roll.
Well, I appreciate you doing the show tonight. And after our week off, but obviously we were doing a live stream. So, you know, we came in and did like a little bit of a live stream around 10 o'clock, or almost at our normal time last week. It's just we did it on a different platform and we were investigating. So,
yeah, we weren't being lazy people. We didn't really take the week off. We were still doing stuff.
Yeah, we haven't taken the week off in a long time. We had some kind of crazy streak going where we did so many weeks in a row, even if it was just we did a free reading night or something. I think we're still, I think because we did that live stream, it still counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our streak continues.
We have a pretty decent streak. It's been like two or three years of like, I think if we take the math on it, we've done more streams in weeks, including like
we truly have. Considering COVID lockdown, with COVID lockdown, we've done like next year's done too. Like we were doing nightly, you know, so.
Yeah, I think
but
I
enjoyed all of them. You know, it was so much fun, and I think it was, you know, I wish I had time now to be able to do that. Unfortunately, my schedule is not so friendly. So, but I do miss it. You know, that was fun, and I think it was what people needed for the time. And I'm glad we were able to do that.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll introduce it again at some point. So, we'll see everyone next Tuesday or hear from everyone next Tuesday and check out our live streams. And we got a lot coming out next week.
Oh, yeah. So are we doing a show next week? Are we doing a live? What are we doing?
Don't know.
I guess we'll have to figure that out. We'll let you know. Yeah.
You'll be hearing from us or seeing us.
The streak will continue without.
But I'm pretty sure we have, two or three consecutive days of streaming. So we just added a strictly streaming night and day to our schedule.
So can you remind everyone about our TikTok and how to find us on TikTok?
So, you know, it's funny is you mentioned that, and I believe it's TikTok.com. /live paranormal, but I've never sent anyone the URL.
We should probably post that on our Facebook, quite honestly.
We probably should. I think, they give you a URL?
I'm going to look now. I'm looking.
So, there's got to be like a copy link here. Yep, let's see.
I don't know.
Share account, share profile. Share profile, copy link. Okay, I copied it. I'm now sending it to you in Facebook, or I can text it to you either way. And it's, I don't know.
It's all okay. So if you go to TikTok, you go up to the top search accounts, type in Live Paranormal, and you'll see the LP with the circle logo, and that would be the official Live Paranormal.
Well, and
account.
That was how we all. That's actually how we got started on there. Is I went there simply just to secure our name, because you know people would try to get the Live Paranormal name
happen.
Because it's a good keyword. Yeah, so
for
I
sure.
And then it all went from there.
That it did. That it did.
So you can find us under Live Paranormal on TikTok. I don't know if they give you a URL or not. I don't think they do.
Well, we'll have to see if see about that. I don't know. I'll be honest,
that's just
it is
one of
our platform that I am feeling like my parents on in some respects.
Oh, I post videos on it, but as for like how to use it, I don't know.
We're letting our age show.
Weird, but...
We're so old.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting old. But we're still cool. We're those cool old people. Yeah.
That's what I said the other day,
and
you looked at me like I was crazy. I said, we're like the coolest middle-aged people I know.
That's
not all I said, but that's kind of like...
You used the M thing there, and that's a scary term. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if you're, I said we're like the top tier of cool middle-aged people.
Which, again, if you have to consider, yeah. But it might be true in this instance.
Mm-hmm. I think it's accurate.
Yeah. Well, I hope. I hope other people think that too.
That we're middle-aged or that we're cool?
Don't use the M word. Don't say that.
You have to embrace
it. No. No. I will not. I will not. Yeah.
I'm okay with it now. The first time I heard it, you know, when I had an injury and the doctor was like, hey, yeah, that's a pretty common injury for a middle-aged guy. Yeah. And
then you were like, what did you call me?
It set me back more than the actual injury itself.
I see. I can understand that I can. I get it. I get it. Yeah.
I had torn my calf muscle.
Now that I'm depressed, mm-hmm. Jesus, just took the wind out of my sails.
Yeah, you need to, go to bed.
I have to go to bed. It's far too.
To
yeah, it's far too late. I need to start planning my dinner. You know, to eat dinner at like noon, so I can get my early bird dinner and be in bed.
I believe it's called supper.
Oh, my early bird supper. Yes, that's
mm-hmm.
right. Rob can make really cool emphasis statements as well as he can make whatever you would like him to sound old as shit. It's a talent.
Uh-huh. I know the terminology because it's just in my
mental database.
He can
age it. He can age it well for you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my. Okay, let's just get off air. We got to get off air. I'm starting to feel super old, and I realize that I should have been in bed hours ago.
All right. Well, everyone will see us 1 week from now. And you'll be probably sick and tired of seeing us because we're doing a 3-day blitz.
3-day streamathon. We'll just be so streaming.
Live Paranormal TV.
That's right.
All right, well, we'll see everyone next week.
Bye, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.